Want to help stop invasive species in Michigan? There's an app for that. A researcher at Michigan State University has developed an app to track the spread of invasive plants and animals in the state. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more.
Research specialist Amos Ziegler developed the app through a project he created 6 years ago, the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network. It's a website where professionals and citizen scientists can share information about invasive plants and animals. Ziegler says when it comes to invasives, hindsight is 20/20.
Say if it were emerald ash borer, 10 years ago, if we were able to find an early instance of that, that would have been very big. I mean, it would have saved a lot of trees. It would have saved an incredible amount of money, an effort, to battle a problem that quite honestly, was lost, probably 10 years prior to that. Those type of things tend to establish. We don't detect them until populations rise, to a level where we can see them. And then with certain species, unfortunately, that's too late.
There's about 300 species of plants and animals to choose from on Ziegler's app, and he's adding new ones all the time. There are even aquatic species, like the infamous Asian carp, or, as it's listed on the app, bighead carp. Ziegler says the app hasn't quite caught on with citizen scientists in southwest Michigan, but I did find one guy who uses it all the time.
We typically find a lot of those new invasive plants right along a trail.
That's Ryan Kozatek. He manages the 1,200 acres of land owned by the Kalamazoo Nature Center. He took me to a spot on KNC's Ridge Run Trail.
You're probably not seeing it quite, but there's an invasive vine in here called Oriental Bittersweet. I know it's here and it's not marked, so we'll actually mark that on the app.
Oriental Bittersweet has simple, rounded leaves that turn yellow in the fall. It covers trees, preventing them from getting sunlight.
What it's done as the tree's grown up is that bittersweet has got a very strict grasp on it, and that's another characteristic of how it acts with other individuals. So you can see the winding stem of that vine sinking into the bark.
Yeah, it looks kind of like someone choking. You can see the little indentations.
Mm-hmm.
Kozatek boots up the app. He chooses the plants category, then vines, and then scrolls down to find Oriental Bittersweet.
And then we have here report absence in green or report presence. We'll go to report presence. And then we have a few options here. Number one, I can take a photo. It gives me an option to take a photo of the plant itself, and we'll save it in that database. And then we have a couple other kind of landscape characteristics. So what is the area?
From where we're standing, there's more than one tree covered in the vine. So Kozatek selects an area of less than 1,000 feet.
And then within that patch, we have an opportunity to list density. So this is how many individuals are comprising that area as a percentage of cover. So what I will put in here is dense, because for the most part within this area, it seems to be the thing that's growing the most.
On the app, you can also see a map of where other people have reported that species, look up facts about it, and save it in your favorites. That info then goes to agencies like the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Forest Service. Amos Ziegler says his team isn't as concerned about species like Oriental Bittersweet. That's already taken over the state. They want to stop species that haven't yet made their way to Michigan, like the Asian longhorn beetle.
There are established populations in Ohio, lower Ohio. There was an established population that a lot of people might have been familiar with in the Midwest and Chicago some years ago, and that's been eradicated. So it has been close. It's been in the Toronto area, suburbs of Toronto. So we are and have been kind of surrounded.
Ziegler says regular people like you and me are vital in the fight against invasive species. After all, these species are where we are, in our parks, campgrounds, and backyards.
Most of the problem of invasives, unfortunately, involves us. It involves humans. We either bring them in or we move them around. They don't usually show up out in the middle of a forest without some help. So engaging citizens in early detection of invasive species seemed to be a popular way to go.
We'll have a link to the free invasive species app on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.